I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer Time. Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and another edition of Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call
Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Chilly out there, huh? Dominic Cortez with you with another edition of our radio program and open phone lines today. I've got some comments that I want to share with you about the interview we taped yesterday with leaders of the Climate Council and the two chair people I interviewed, Basil Sagos and Doreen Hamlin. They were my guests yesterday on a taped edition. You'll hear that show next week. We'll be playing some segments today. All I can tell you, folks, is not only are these the people that drink the Kool-Aid, yeah, they make it, too. They are lock, stock, and barrel swallowing this initiative as the golden rainbow that's going to save our world. And when I asked about the infrastructure and the viability of it, their answers were, you know, very shallow because the plan is not yet developed as to how a lot of this is going to come together. Interesting to note that there is a member on the Climate Council that is from National Fuel, Donna DeCarlis. And yesterday, you may have seen this, the CEO of National Fuel, David Bauer, has announced that they think this is incredibly irresponsible for the state. And I think that's a great way of phrasing it, incredibly irresponsible, because the plan is not yet substantiated in place to be able to sustain this idea of switching to electricity. So I was glad to see National Fuel making a stance, and we'll be certainly following this and keeping you up to date. I heard some inklings that there may be some tapering off of 100% shift away from natural gas. For example, I heard that there's a possibility that generators may be able to stay in place. I heard that possibly gas stoves may be able to stay in place, but we'll see. When I asked them, and Jerry's going to play a couple of snippets from the interview. When I asked them about older homes, they were certainly blank with answers because the focus largely is on new construction. You know, starting right from the ground up with new construction being 100% electric. Well, when I asked, what about, you know, the average home in Buffalo is certainly not new, and there's a lot of homes that date back to turn of the century and are built with knob and tube wiring and 60 amp services. Well, she did not have a good answer for me on what's going to happen to those older homes. And I think I got out of her that there's going to have to be some temperance of the idea of a timeline for retrofitting older homes as compared to new construction. So as I say, Jerry's going to play a couple snippets as we go through the show today. But it's open phone lines today, whatever I can help you with around the house. If you want to talk about this or you want to talk about anything else, we haven't done an open phone format in a while because we've been so focused on this ridiculousness of eliminating natural gas from our lives. So it has taken a lot of our attention. But again, open phones today. give us a call at 803-0930. You can text in on that number too, 803-0930, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. If you're outside the 716, 1-800-616-WBEN. I asked, what's going to happen when somebody goes to Pennsylvania, buy a furnace and brings it home and installs it? And she said that there's going to be certainly some levels of enforcement. Boy, that was scary to hear that word. Level of enforcement, meaning that there's going to be the gas police coming to our house and knocking on our door and saying, we can't run our furnace. Now, I had also heard that they're going to police this by not renewing our homeowner's insurance, but we'll see. Again, a lot of this is still open up in the air. It's our job here to educate you based on what we learn, and you make your decision, which, by the way, you need to voice your opinion on this. Simply go to your assembly or state senator's websites. You can Google your state assembly. If you don't know who your state assembly or senator is, just put in New York State Assembly and then your town, and your state assembly or senator will come up. Email them and give them your opinion about this matter, because the only way we're going to move this off center or off from the way left and bring it maybe to center is by voicing your opinion. And the people that need to hear your opinion are our state representatives. Okay, promise me that you'll do that. 803-0930, that's 803-0930. By the way, the February cooking school class is sold out. So that one, unfortunately, is sold out. The next available class is the one that I will be helping Jerry with, and that is the Puglia class. And the Puglia class is coming up in March. And let me just give you the dates here. February 6th is sold out. March the 6th is the next class, and that's the Puglia class. We'll be making Cortese dishes from our family, and some other Pugliese dishes, the March 6th class. A couple of spots still available then. Go to Cortese.net to register for our cooking school, our Come Home to Cortese cooking school, part of our Come Home to Cortese showroom on our new building at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Everything we do is on display there. Come out and see us. We'd love to have you. We're 2 miles east of Transit Road on the north side of Main Street, and we're very proud of our new building, and we'd love to show it off to you. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortese, and before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Well, we're welcoming somebody brand new to our radio program from Lakeshore Savings Bank, the new manager of the Orchard Park branch. Say hello with me to Mary Jo Wood. Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Dominic. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, welcome to the family.
Thank you very much.
Now, where did you come from?
I've been at Lakeshore for about 10 months now, about 25 years of banking experience under my belt, and
great.
I am just so happy to be here.
Well, that's great, and you're in a great place at a great location, the Orchard Park branch at Union and Michael Road. And I'll tell you, Mary Jo, the whole threat that we suffered through with interest rates going up seems to be subsiding somewhat as rates are kind of moderating on the mortgage side, kind of holding steady, dropping back a little. But the home equity line of credit product at Lakeshore continues to be a great deal.
That is. We're currently running a special rate on our new home equity line of credit for the first 12 months, 4.5%. And then the variable rate reverts to prime plus our margin based on your credit score.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can fix that rate from the beginning if you'd like to, right?
You absolutely can.
Okay. Yep. And these loans are free. There's no application fee. There's no appraisal fee. There's no closing costs. And it's an effective way to tap your equity and use it for your home renovations. Your homes are worth more. One and only thing that COVID did on the plus side for us is inflate the value of our homes. So why not tap that for a home renovation project? Lakeshore, the place to go for your home equity or for a new mortgage. Or how about those CD rates? Those are great, too.
That's right. And just to put this out there, there are fees. All of the fees do apply to a home equity line of credit. We just don't pass those on to our customers.
Exactly.
Yep. And, you know, our CD rates, we have a 9-month term of 4% APY, which is fabulous. You know, 14 months at 3.75. Those are just outrageous, perfect, wonderful rates. We also have a money market rate of 2.65.
All right. Okay. Mary Jo, how about giving us the OP phone number?
Absolutely. I'm at the Orchard Park location. That's 3111 Union Road in Orchard Park. My direct line here is 716-674-2066, extension 0701.
And repeat that for us, Mary Jo.
Sure. 716-674-2066, extension 0701.
For 132 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
At Northwest Bank, we're here for what's next. The next one to go off to college someday, thanks to Smart College Savings Plans. The next place to fill with love and laughter, with more mortgage options for first-time buyers. Even the next thing you can't go without, like Zelle, the app that lets you safely send money. So whatever's next for you, we'll help you get there. Northwest Bank, for what's next. Visit northwest.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you want to make your home more efficient? At Isaac, our home and energy assessment shows you where your home is losing energy and prioritizes improvements based on your needs. New York State incentives are available to you when choosing energy efficient products and services, such as insulation, air sealing, and air source heat pumps. You'll save money now with state incentives and later with your energy bills. Isaac can help you with this and so much more. Visit isaacheating.com today.
My dad and grandma had diabetes. Grandma's diabetes was so bad her foot had to be amputated. I knew I'd probably get it too, but I didn't know there was something I could do about it. My healthcare provider told me about the Diabetes Prevention Program. There I learned to make healthier choices and set daily goals to help change my destiny. Support is also offered from other members of my community dealing with the same health issues. It's also covered by Medicaid and Medicare. Join a diabetes prevention program at health.ny.gov/prediabetes.
Join us at Odyssey as we all do our one thing, together millions of things for our planet. Many great wines now come in boxes, which produce half the overall emissions that bottles do. When we each share our one thing, it becomes a million things for our planet. What's your one thing?
Why shop at Town & Country Furniture? You have to pass a lot of furniture stores to come to the Village of Hamburg, yet people come from all over Western New York and even out of state. When you meet the owner, Roger Hancock, you'll understand why he only sells furniture made and manufactured in America, not disposable-grade furniture you get at a big box store. Roger is a recliner and lift chair expert. Sometimes life requires a lift chair, and with Town & Country's large inventory, Roger can get you in the proper chair for your situation and deliver it for free. Yes, at Town & Country, delivery is free and veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture, 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable again. When you put it all together, Town & Country should be your only choice for furniture.
This is Roger Hancock and I approve this message.
You're not scaling a skyscraper to put the kibosh on a marauder tearing a portal to the multiverse. You just need to be able to conquer a hill without asking your five-year-old for another breather. Maybe you'll even do the big hill they've been heckling you about. That first sign of getting fit is sweet, so savor it. Gain and maintain your everyday strength and conditioning with home fitness equipment from Pachillo's Fitness Gear on Sheridan between Sweet Home and Millersport, the home of FREE free delivery and setup on cardio equipment.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Janet Snyder. Nothing gives you more confidence than a beautiful smile. If you are missing teeth, Pure Dental is simply the most advanced option to replace your entire upper and or lower set of teeth permanently in just 4 hours while you sleep. The Forever Smile process is a minimally invasive procedure with 100% digital technology. Save time, expense, and unnecessary discomfort with Pure Dental. Change your smile. Change your life. To learn more, visit PureDental.com. Pure Dental, home of the Forever Smile.
Hey, do you know how to instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? Well, I can tell you, it's with natural light and fresh air. And there is a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there is only one place to go. Those in the know, go Lenco. Fresh air skylights from Velux offer you natural light and ventilation, all in one affordable product. They're not only going to brighten up your home, they're good for your health and well-being as well. Lenco can help you with Velux skylight options to suit your budget. Just choose one that's right for you, then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Velux. Find out more about Velux skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com. Lenco, located on Seneca Street in Buffalo, Sheridan Transit in Clarence, and Sheridan Delaware in Kenton. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Stop. Hammer time. Go with the funk. It is
10:22 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez, and how are you? 803-0930 is the number for you to call this Saturday morning. Anything around the house, as we will continue to keep you up to date on the natural gas debacle. And again, next Saturday's show is a full interview with representatives from the state, the Climate Change Council that was put together by Governor Cuomo. Here's a little bit about here's a little bit from yesterday's interview. Now, the governor announced the economy-wide cap and investment program, and it talks about limiting potential costs to economically vulnerable New Yorkers. With the proceeds to reduce pollutants across the communities. The problem I see with that statement is the cost factor is going to transcend all New Yorkers as far as affordability. Upgrading a home alone, the estimates are upwards of $25,000 potentially to retrofit a home to become 100% electric. How are we going to bear the cost of that when we're talking about aid only being available to an economically vulnerable New Yorkers?
Well, there's a few elements of that. First of all,
this is Basil Sagos,
which
chairman of the DEC,
has not been designed yet. Has merely been set forth as a principle, as a project that the state will undertake over the course of the next year. As you noted, the governor has instructed us to keep affordability in mind. So the proceeds from such a program would go into keeping costs down, as we're also making investments in renewable energy, in efficiency, in electrification. So there's a component of the program that the governor's proposed, this rebate, climate action rebate, which would go into the pockets of all New Yorkers to help defray some of those costs.
Did you hear that?
There's also an industrial,
go in the pockets
small business
of
industrial
all New
fund
Yorkers
as well. Which would the proceeds from that go into keeping costs down for small businesses. Now, this program, we have not constructed it yet, we imagine will generate a fairly significant amount of revenue for this transition of
not
time.
Not constructed it yet.
And ultimately, putting those dollars into defraying the costs of these kinds of upgrades that Doreen has mentioned in the last two segments is going to keep the cost down of the program over time. And ultimately, when people are making these transitions,
okay, so you can just see the lip service here. It's upsetting to know that these are the people that made the decision that we're going to do this, and nothing is in place to actually make it happen. To the phones we go at 803-0930, Tonawanda. Dan, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Hey, Dominic. You know, I got a three-story house over 3,000 square feet, and I heat it with a Bosch system, and it does my heating, my home, and it does my hot water. You know, I take a shower. It's an automatic. When you turn it on, it automatically gets hot on you. So,
okay.
Anyway.
Is it a heat pump style mini split?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a wall unit. Like, it's like, it's actually kind of small. It's amazing.
Yeah, they are amazing.
Yeah, they're really cool. And I tell you, my bills are a fraction of what they were.
Yeah.
I had my whole house blown in insulation. I got all new AC Anderson windows. I mean, I got this place buttoned up pretty good, and it's pretty efficient for a big house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are they going to make me do? Put electric baseboard heat in throughout every room? I got 10 different rooms.
So is that unit electrically powered, or is it gas powered?
No, it's gas. It's natural gas.
Well, there's units like that now that are available that are electric. Now, they're not going to make you do anything until that breaks. And then after 2030, when it breaks after 2030, you're going to have to replace it with an electric unit.
I understand that, but will the radiators still be there, or will I have to get rid of all that and put all?
Yeah, no, it won't. It won't work on a hydronic system at all. It's going to have to be a
heat displace.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to probably have to go to several mini splits that are all electric that will heat and cool.
I've already had it figured out. The mini splits, I need 3 for the first floor, 4 for the second floor, 1 for the third floor.
So the good news on that is there's new technology that's evolving on mini splits. Mini splits are great, because they're kind of like a new frontier for us as far as being able to heat, especially difficult areas. And there's new technology that's now in place with mini splits where you can actually duct off of them. So you'll be able to probably get away with 1 per floor.
Oh, okay. Though, yeah. That's good news. But
yeah.
It's still expensive.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cheap.
Yep. The retrofitting costs.
Remember the days when natural gas was considered a green energy and they had the buses going around?
Amen.
You know, with the green buses.
Amen.
And stuff, you know?
Now it's the enemy. Now it's the enemy. The like I said, you got to listen to next Saturday's show because these are the people that not only make the Kool-Aid, drink the Kool-Aid, they're making the Kool-Aid. Basil drives an electric car. He touted the efficiency of it. He said $2,000 so far since he bought it in gasoline. And then he said something that I almost laughed out loud when he said it. He said that the power charging stations are abundant across New York State. I don't know if I've ever seen one in any kind of public setting. You see them in private areas, in restaurants perhaps, or in, you know, parking garages or something like that. But I don't see them on the throughway at all. Anyway,
yeah.
So
that's
this
crazy.
Is what
one
we're
more thing, Dominic.
Yeah.
One more thing. I want to say, hey, you've got a wealth of knowledge, and you're great for WBEN and the community. You're an asset to us, and I want
well,
to appreciate
you.
I appreciate your radio on the air. You're wonderful.
Well, thanks.
So, everything you do for us.
I appreciate you saying that, Dan. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be able to be the voice for this because it's a difficult thing that we're having to swallow. 803-0930. Let's move along to Wheatfield and say hello to Bill. Bill, you're next.
Yeah, good morning. Can you find out if there's any truth to the fact that after a certain date, if you want to sell your house, if it's fired with gas, not electric, that you have to convert it, otherwise you're not going to be able to sell the house?
My guess is right now they're going to tell you that date is 2030, but I'm going to be also go out on a limb and say that, and I got it out of them yesterday when I interviewed them, that it's probably going to have to be either watered down for old construction as far as the switchover, and possibly even hybrided, where you'll be able to have some gas appliances in older construction. That's my guess, and we'll see how this plays out. Right now, if you ask them the question, the answer is 2030. Anything replaced after 2030 has to be replaced with electric.
Okay, one other thing is the grid only has so much power.
Right.
You remember back when there was a moratorium on gas?
Right.
You couldn't get gas to your house. Well, if there's only so many apples in the bushel as far as electric goes, do you think that the grid will actually come out and tell the people that we're having a moratorium on whether you can get an upgrade
yeah.
to your house as far as power goes?
You're onto a very important point of this whole discussion. The grid is not adequate now, and there's no plan in place to make it adequate. And this is where they fall flat on their face, and they won't admit that. It is the bottom of the hour. It's time for the top of the news. We're back with more right after this.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. With bitter cold continuing through at least the first half of the day, Buffalo is opening up warming centers. They are at Delavan Grider Community Center, Edward Saunders Community Center, Gloria J. Parks Community Center, Hope House, JFK Community Center, Pratt Willard Community Center, and William Emsley YMCA. A Chautauqua County man will spend up to 150 years to life in prison after being found guilty of sexually assaulting 5 children. Dustin Post is already serving a federal term. Sentencing on the state charge is set for April 10th. Winterfest returns to Chestnut Ridge Park in Orchard Park tomorrow. Ed Leek expects a big turnout.
If Santa Land back in December was any indication, they were chomping at the bit to come back. We had several thousand family members there that day between 10 and 6. So we're anticipating Winterfest to be equally supported by the community. And we've also found that out just with the Town of Orchard Park Recreation Department. All our programs tend to have wait lists, and the demand is there, and the families have been really supporting activities.
Winterfest runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Sometimes the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. Hey, it's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. And when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City have been offering you beautiful high glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. Call Twin City Glass, 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300. Or visit their full life-size showroom in Willitzer Park. Be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
When we use energy more efficiently, we don't just save energy, we save money too. And with National Fuels Conservation Incentive Program, we can do that in a really big way. Residential and commercial customers can access rebates simply by installing energy-efficient equipment in their home or business, which saves energy in the present and saves money for your future. With your help, we can fuel tomorrow today. Learn how much you can save at FuelingTomorrowToday.com.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and survived COVID, you may be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
I'm Todd Scanlon.
And I'm Brady Scanlon. At Scanlon Jewelers, our artisan jewelers turn your vision into reality.
We can repair or size any piece of jewelry without shipping it out, plus battery changes while you wait.
If you need a certified diamond, we have it. If you have a diamond or gold, we'll buy it.
Broken or lost stone? We can work with your insurance company to replace it.
Scanlon Jewelers, 5735 Main Street in Williamsville.
At Scanlon, everything we draw turns to gold.
At Northwest Bank, we're here for what's next. The next chance to skip the trip. Thanks to Mobile Deposit, the easy way to deposit checks from your phone. The next way to split the bill. With Zelle, the app that lets you safely send money to just about anyone. Even the next contact-free shopping spree. Simply add your Northwest Visa credit card to your mobile wallet. It's all part of Northwest Checking, with three flexible options to fit your life. Northwest Bank, for what's next. Visit northwest.com, member FDIC.
Our whole philosophy in dental care is of a minimally invasive approach where we try to preserve as many teeth that a person has and preserve as much of their natural tooth.
Feel great. We don't have to grind down healthy tooth structure in order to protect it anymore. We can actually remove the unhealthy structure or filling and bond in a onlay that's tooth colored just as strong as your tooth.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
The more tooth that we can preserve, the stronger that tooth is. And that's the crux of what we do.
Once you do a crown, it's always going to be a crown. If you do an onlay or an inlay, something that we talked about, the minimally invasive portion, you still have healthy tooth structure to work with. I'm Dr. Ellen Vossler.
And I'm Dr. Bernie Kolber. Call us today at 634-1234.
The Buffalo Dental Group on Main Street in Williamsville and at the corner of Englewood and Kenmore in North Buffalo.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
That's 634-1234.
Look good, feel great.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. You hear me talking about them and my beautiful epoxy floor that they did for me. They also repaired my garage door, and also they organize garages as well. Well, guess what, folks? Now you can get Gorilla to do your basement floor. That's right, basement floor coatings now available at Gorilla Garage Gear. Easy cleanup, looks great, protects your concrete, vapor barrier included, 15-year warranty, lowest cost flooring option for your basement. Here's the number to call, 716-817-5542. That's a new number, so write that down. 716-817-5542. And here's the best part. $250 off, minimum 400 square feet, just by telling them that Dominic sent you. Gorilla floor coating for your basement floor. Now available from Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
10:36 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez. Be sure to tune in next Saturday morning at 5:30 and Sunday at 10:30 for the premiere of Season 6 of Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Hammer Time TV. See Phil, Nick, and Michelle, all of our Hammer Time partners, and a television version of this radio program that we call Viewer Mail. That's Buffalo's Home Improvement Show on Channel 2, Hammer Time TV. It starts next weekend, Super Bowl Sunday. Be sure to tune in. We're talking about anything around the house that needs my attention. And, of course, we're heavily focused on the controversy of doing away with natural gas. And back to the phones we go at 803-0930. And Mary in Buffalo, you're next.
Oh, hi there. Thank you. I just want to say, you know, there are lots of alternatives to gas, and our best engineers could come up with them. That's no problem. But this is not really about that. It's about control over the people. And if you go to weforum.org, that's the World Economic Forum's website.
Mm-hmm.
They are an international organization. They're funded by millionaires and billionaires, big CEOs, people like Bill Gates, CEOs of pharmaceutical and tech companies and big, huge businesses. They have tons of money. You can go on their website right now. They basically want the whole world to be electric because they can control it. They can shut you down if they want to. Or, you know, I mean, it's really all about control and surveillance. And it goes well beyond New York State. It goes well beyond.
Yeah.
Our politicians are just following orders from above.
You know, I have a hard time understanding how controlling our utility usage is controlling us as a society. I mean, what's wrong with controlling natural gas? That's a big business as well, and yet it has become the forbidden fruit. And I don't understand what happened. We were told natural gas was the answer. You know, somebody alluded to it earlier. The idea of natural gas in vehicles was catching on. Still, there's some commercial vehicles today that are operating by running on natural gas. So I don't understand what's going on here. And you may be right. There may be a bigger picture that we're not seeing clearly yet.
Well, if you go on the website, you can read about what their whole agenda are, and they claim it's to help people, but these are multimillionaires and billionaires. They don't care about the average person. And the thing is, if we all have an electronic ID, they want us all to, like, everything's going to be digital, like our identification, everything. You go to the store to buy something, you might have to swipe, you know. I mean, already people do that. They use
mm-hmm.
the cards, right?
Yep.
So when everything becomes electronic like that, it's very easy. They can say, oh, this person can't buy this. Or can't buy that. This person can't, you know, they can shut your car. I mean, remotely, they can, anything that's electronic or digital can remotely be controlled, unless it's like, you know, hydraulic.
Well, let's hope that that's just conspiracy theory and we can maintain some level of freedom. Thanks for that call. 803-0930. Lots of texters, lots of callers. Jerry, you want to read that Facebook question too? We'll get to that in a little bit. Sure. Let's go back to the calls, however. And where we left off was Clarence. That's my hometown. Hello, Jim. You're on WBEN.
How are you doing?
Good.
I purchased my house in 94. It was built in 74 when there was the gas shortage. So I had a thermostat in every room. So I moved in December. My first electric bill was over $900, and then January was over $1,200, and I converted it to gas. I averaged about I'm a 4,000 square foot house. They're about $180 a month.
So you got to listen to next week's show, Jim. I asked the question about the cost of utility. I said, you know, natural gas being expensive, it's still a bargain compared to electric. And I asked the question, what will happen to the cost of utility, electric utility, when that's all we have to use? I said, is it going to go down? And, of course, they did not have an answer for me.
Yeah, I heard that. I converted it, and now, like I say, it's great. I don't have a problem.
Yep. Yeah, well, get ready for a problem in about less than 10 years. Jim, thanks for the call. Let's move along to Buffalo and say hi to Diane. Good morning, Diane. You're next.
Good morning. I was wondering if Kathy Hochul can legally do this to us. You know, there's a lot of inconvenience. You know, people with young children, people who are disabled, people who are elderly, they may have the money to do this, but they may not want to do the change. People have to take off from work. They have workers come in to take everything apart
right.
and redo everything. They have to wait for the supply chain. It could take months to bring what they need.
Well, like I said, you need to listen next week's show because you'll learn more about that when I ask that question about the forcing this, especially in settings where there's older homes and a lot more cost to retrofit. The answer I got seemed like a little ray of sunshine that they're going to have to consider a different timeline when we talk about retrofitting older homes. So there's some hope there that, you know, logic will prevail. But right now, that's not in place. Right now, 2030 is the threshold for replacement. No longer be manufactured. Gas furnaces will no longer be able to be sold in New York State. So we will see. But I got a little breath of fresh air, a little ray of sunshine, that it's possible that we may see older homes have a different timeline or some kind of combination solution that will allow gas to exist in older homes. So let's hope for that, Diane, and thanks for the call.
Thank you.
803-0930 as we move along here to our next caller, which is Barbara calling us at Cheektowaga. Good morning, Barb. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Two things quickly. I called Monica Wallace. She is my elected assembly member from Cheektowaga, and I called her office to tell them about how much I oppose this rush to electric. And among other things, the person I spoke with, her chief of staff, Ms. Brinkworth, took down almost verbatim everything I was saying and promised that she would pass it along to Monica Wallace. When I asked if Monica would be open to meeting with people in Cheektowaga to have a town hall meeting, she said that she didn't think that was possible because she didn't sponsor the original legislation that was signed in 2019 that started this whole climate.
There was no legislation. It was by edict of the governor, Cuomo, who put the climate council together. That's the way to circumvent legislation is by policy that comes from the governor. So this is now needs to have legislation written to stop it. And this is why we're encouraging everybody to do what you did. And good for you for doing that.
Mm-hmm. The second point I wanted to make was I recently became aware of this move to smart meters from NYSEG and National Grid in our area. And the more I read about it, it would cost every individual between $13 and $15 per month to opt out of having a smart meter. The companies claim that these smart meters are going to make it so much more efficient to read your electric meter. They won't have to have people going door to door to read your meter, so meaning people will be losing their jobs. They'll make it much easier for us to report outages. I don't see what's so hard about picking up the phone or going online to report an outage.
Mm-hmm.
But my big question is in terms of one of your previous callers, when she was talking about, you know, controlling us, I wonder if these smart meters, if they'll be able to control the amount of electricity coming into our homes much more easily so that they can control, you know, that's going to make up.
You know, that may
not having enough.
That may exactly be where we're headed here because the grid's not going to support us as it is, and that may be the way they deal with it by, you know, forcing brownouts like that, like happened in California. That happens all the time in California.
Exactly. So those were the two points. Thank you for letting
me. Great points. Thank you for your saying that, and thanks for your call. 803-0930, this number for you this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. Lots of callers, lots of texters, and we'll get to everybody if we can in the time remaining. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, it's Dominic here with my good friend Peter Gordon from Indoor Professionals. You know, it is the heating season. We're breathing indoor air, and that indoor air, unfortunately, Peter, is polluted. Tell us about that.
Well, here's the deal. We've known for 30 years, that's why we started this business, is that indoor air is 3 to 5 times more polluted than the worst outdoor air pollution. So we're talking about New York, Los Angeles, you know, places like that where you just see the thick yellow smog. So that's your indoor air. And once again, we've talked about that's polluted because we're sealed in. You've done a great job at insulating so we can save money on our precious gas that's being attacked and electricity and all that. And so all that, and then you add to that people that shed 50 million dead skin cells per person per day. That is the transport vehicle for germs and virus. You've got off-gassing from furniture, paint, cleaning supplies. It goes on and on. You know, pet dander.
Yep.
So that's how we have indoor air quality that's not very good.
And, of course, Indoor Air Professionals can fix that for you with the patented column duct cleaning system, blasting all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork with negative pressure, sucking it all out, leaving you with a fresh scent of Canberra gel, medical-grade air purifier to kind of highlight a specific area of your house that you want to purify the air in. Of course, the high-capacity dehumidifiers, which will control the humidity level in your basement.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, so, and once again, it's you're not going to get a lot of humidity when it's as cold as it is now, but it won't be long, you know, even with Punxsutawney Phil saying 6 weeks of winter, won't be long before that moisture's running into your basement. So, yeah, the high capacity dehus are great, and people that may not even have ductwork to clean could benefit from the Healthway medical grade air purifiers.
All right.
That come in two different portable sizes.
683-3000, that's the number you're going to call right now after Peter tells us the Hammer Time Radio specials for today.
All right. So I'm reaching out to any of our 54,000 customers, maybe make it 50,000 given the fact that some are in outlying areas beyond the reach. Of course, everything is digital now. Or they may have had their ducts cleaned in the last 3 to 5 years. But whether you're new or old, you can save still 20% off your duct cleaning.
Wow.
This won't last for long. I'd say maybe one more week. Okay, and then on the medical-grade air purifiers, the portable compact is only $419. The one like you have that covers 1,200 square feet, the deluxe, is $300 off. That is
wow.
Go-to machine. And then lastly, if you put one on your furnace, it's $500 off. And the April Air high-capacity dehumidifier, you can still save $250 off.
Remarkable savings.
You got to call today. Yep.
Exactly. Remarkable savings, and only you can get them today by calling 716-683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals. For every breath you take.
It's Bowerly. There's nothing better than the warmth and comfort of a wood-burning fireplace, but some people forget about the importance of an annual chimney sweep. Make sure you start out safe with a chimney sweep and scan from AAA Timberline. Call AAA Timberline today. Get special start-out-your-season pricing on their CSIA-certified, non-intrusive, non-invasive chimney service. Keep your house cozy and safe with a chimney sweep from AAA Timberline. AAAtimberline.com. Schedule your service today. AAAtimberline.com.
I'm Dr. Michael Nazareth, Medical Director of Healthy Complexion Spa by Western New York Dermatology, and I'd like you to meet Melanie.
What I think makes us a little bit different is I am the Cool Sculpting Specialist. That's all that I do at the spa. My biggest passion and why I got into aesthetics to begin with is to make people love the body that they're in. You only have one, so you gotta love it.
Healthy Complexion Spa by Western New York Dermatology. We treat your skin, you treat yourself.
Perfection, diet, and no.
Those three words are going to be replaced with lifestyle, moderation, and realistic goals. Hi, I'm Amy Buemi from Catalyst Fitness. We will make this change together in 2023. I'm offering $1 to start on all three memberships. Instead of perfection, Catalyst will get you started with a complimentary workout or class and help set up a weekly schedule for realistic goals, only $1 to start. Instead of diet, ask our certified trainers on how to eat foods that are good for you and not so good for you. And still hitting your goals. Only $1 to start. Instead of no, let's say yes to working hard on our goals and also enjoying going out with our friends and family with no guilt. Only $1 to start. Catalyst is in for the long haul. We continue to remodel and add the newest equipment and classes. Catalyst is your local club to get you into your best shape physically and mentally. Go online to catalystfitnessbuffalo.com or stop into one of our seven locations,
including our newest location on Colvin and Tonawanda.
Catalyst Fitness. Activate your life.
If you're purchasing cemetery space, be sure to find out how many burials the cemetery allows in each grave. Most allow one or two. At Forest Lawn, we accommodate up to four burials in a single grave, one casket and three cremation urns, or a total of four urns. With Forest Lawn's policy, the direct heir of the person who purchased the burial space can be buried there as well, without having to buy a grave or crypt. So if your parents purchased a two-grave lot for themselves and chose side-by-side casketed burial, now there's room in that lot for six more members of your family who choose cremation. You and your spouse and even your children would have the right to be buried with your mom and dad at no cost for the grave itself. Even more important than the significant cost savings, this allows your family to remain together forever. To learn more, call us at 885-1600 or visit forest-lawn.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot, free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. 716-343-ROOF. By the way, you can go to avaroofing.com and book your appointment right online. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the
funk. 10:53 is Hammer Time. So much to try to pack into our hour, and I hate to rush anybody off air, but it's just a matter of the reality of just having an hour to get this important subject matter to you each and every week. 803-0930 if you'd like to call. We've got texters. Let's see. First, let's deal with the question here about a small patch of peeling paint on the ceiling of a second floor. No visible damage to the roof. Peeling paint is directly under a roof ridge. Yep, guess what? That was due to the wind-blown snow that came in through louvers and vents, piled up in your attic, and melted. And that melting is what you're seeing now with that ceiling paint damage. Simply let that dry out if it hasn't already. And seal it with bin made by Zinsser, and then apply paint, and that should eliminate that problem. Dominic, thank you for staying on this topic. You're welcome, educating the public. It's extremely important. If people want to go to Buffalo Niagara Partnership website, there is a link to email letters to all of your public servants. Now, I like this idea. This is from Kathy Pusilo, President and CEO of the Kenton Chamber. I would rather, however, Kathy, have people not fill out forms, but rather write directly to assembly members and senators, state senators. I think that's more effective than filling out a form and clicking that you belong, that you agree with this, or that you disagree with it, rather. So that's my suggestion. Let's see. Another texter writes, Dominic, you've been on this since it was announced. I applaud you. My question is, what's next? How do we organize against this? The only way we can organize against this is to voice our opinion by contacting our state representatives. Again, I cannot stress that enough. You need to make everybody aware that you are against this and that we want to preserve our rights to be able to heat our homes the way we do with natural gas. Hi, Dominic. Thanks for taking my call just now. I respectfully disagree with you regarding whether there's an existing law about climate change. I lost that. I suggest instead of pushing this edict down our throat, let me make sure I'm saying this right. I disagree with you regarding whether there's an existing law about this climate change. The laws, there is no law. That's the thing. The edict has been driven by the governor, the past governor. The repeal that has to happen to this needs to be stopped. It has to be done with the legislation. So that's, I think, pretty clear. Anyway, 803-0930, as we travel along now to Cheektowaga and say hello to Amy. Good morning, Amy. You're next.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. Uh-huh. I know this isn't really totally up your alley, but the fluoride in the water was a big concern. Apparently, everybody's upset that it wasn't there. Well, guess what? Nobody was complaining, probably because it's not good for you to have that in your water. If you look it up, extra fluoride could cause nausea, diarrhea, abdominal pain, loss of appetite, twitching, tremors, convulsions, coma, and even death.
Well,
that actually...
I think that might be from an overdose of anything could lead probably to some of those same maladies. I had a conversation with a friend of mine who is a dentist, and I asked him about how important fluoride in the water is, and he said very. And I said, what about fluoride in toothpaste? He said, believe it or not, when we drink fluoride, it becomes part of our system, and the fluoride actually helps support the bone structure of our teeth, where fluoride in toothpaste is just applied to the surface. It does help strengthen our teeth, but nothing he said was more important than having fluoride in our bloodstream to help strengthen our teeth. So I think maybe what you're saying may have some validity to the extent that an overdose of anything could be harmful.
I understand, but yeah. You know there's plenty of sources of fluoride in many of the foods we
sure.
already eat, even
sure.
down to coffee. And there's no real benefit, I don't think, to the water. Putting it in the water,
yeah.
besides it was with fluoriding, fluoridizing our teeth.
Yeah.
There's plenty of other ways to get fluoride to our teeth, and it's really not good to consume it, though. I mean, small amounts in a natural way, but the thing they're putting in the water is not a natural source of it. It's actually a byproduct of, many other chemical, it's a byproduct of waste from, like, ceramics and all these bad things, I can't see it being a benefit.
Yeah.
And it's also costing us to put it in the water. It's already, like I said, fluoride's even down in your Coca-Cola that you buy.
Right.
There's many sources of fluoride. I don't think we need to add it, and we haven't missed it in the last how many years. I don't see why it's a big deal all of a sudden now.
Okay. Well, again, a little bit out of my box here, but maybe what we'll do a show. We have had the Water Authority people on in the past, and it's an interesting discussion and one we can continue by having experts sitting around these microphones rather than me guessing on what is going on here. But I appreciate your call. All right. Thanks.
Yeah, I knew it was your forte, but thank you very much.
No, I appreciate you sharing that little bit of information. Somebody who wrote on the text board now, saying I should Google how fluoride actually works, that my friend that I quoted, my dentist friend, obviously doesn't know what he's talking about. Okay. He's only a dentist. Jerry, do we have time to read that Facebook question?
Yeah, Terry says, good morning. I live in a mobile home. My water lines unfortunately have frozen. I have no water. What's the best option? To get to thaw them out underneath or let them thaw by themselves?
Yep. I guess we need to know whether those lines were made out of copper or plastic. If there's plastic, then you certainly don't want to use any heat. If we can get a space heater into that area to try and power up some heat to thaw those out, that may be the best solution. And then in the future, insulating those areas better or pipe wrapping those lines better may prevent this from occurring. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.